Our sermon today will reference all three readings, Old Testament, New Testament, and Gospel. But to start, I read verse 4 of Romans 15. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This passage from St. Paul in Romans chapter 15 reminds us to look to God's word for endurance and encouragement. He says in that verse, which I just read, the Scriptures were written for our instruction. We can get instruction, directions, in a lot of places. For this, for that, for school, for a degree, for a work assignment, for driving instructions, for playing a sport, all kinds of instructions. Paul says, what was written in the past, and he's talking about the whole Testament, was written for our instruction. So there's something God wants us to know and rely upon in those Old Testament readings. And then also he says, if you're following the outline, written for our instruction, A. Point B, for encouragement and hope. Encouragement and endurance. And I was thinking about this at these times now. We're trying to endure to whenever COVID-19 isn't around. And we have lots of indications that the vaccine will be coming and it'll get better someday. Will it be January, February, March, middle, next summer? When? See, those are really possible dates. We don't know what's going to happen along the way. And what we need, and every human being needs, is help for me today, where I am at today. And so as we humans, we have our structures and medical systems and training systems, etc. All those are good. But they're leading you to something you're hoping might happen, perhaps will happen in such and such a time. But God wants to give encouragement and endurance today in His Word. People without God's Word, what are they actually hoping in? Think about that. If you didn't have God's Word and the promise of forgiveness and life and salvation in Jesus Christ every single day, but you didn't have that, where would you be? But that is what God gives us each day. And it's interesting too, isn't it? Paul says those things in the past were written for our encouragement and hope. So in the Old Testament, today we read from Malachi 4, the last chapter written before Jesus would come. And what does Malachi 4 do? And those few verses we read, it pointed both forwards to Jesus and also pointed back to the instruction from Moses. Don't forget the Ten Commandments. Don't forget the covenant and the day of the Lord is coming. It's like a circle. Paul points us back to the Old Testament and the Old Testament points us to Christ. And we see that we have encouragement today because God has been doing this throughout the centuries for every single person of His people. Write to us. And we have encouragement and hope in God's Word. Two things from Malachi 4. There's a lot of points in there. When you see something that is wrong and injustice, and it just is going on and on, sometimes it seems like there is no justice, that the truth never finally comes out. Under human powers and structures, some things stay hidden for a long, long time and maybe forever by human standards. But God's standard, there is justice. He will take care of things. Sometimes when we are justly angry about something, we need to pray to God and say, God, this isn't just, and I don't think it's going to get right. Judge it in your time. Leave the thing up to God and give the anger, righteous anger even, up to God. For he guarantees there will be a judgment. Malachi said in verse 1 of that reading, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that they will leave them neither root nor branch." In fact, we hope all repent. To stay evil until that day when Jesus comes again is not a good thing. But it is coming. God is going to judge all things in his time. So the anger, the righteous anger, even real things that are going wrong, finally, it doesn't seem to be getting judged correctly over and over and over again. Then say, God, you judge this thing in your time. Malachi also then gives a good news for God's people. Verse 2, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall." I was penned up, but I'm free now. God has such good days for us. He gives us good days now, but it's coming even better, that it will be a wonderful thing. My wife said to me yesterday, she talked to our daughter, Becky, who's 8 months pregnant, getting to 8 months pregnant, with 5 boys in the house, not going to school. Four boys in the house, not going to school. And and Debbie said to me, I think this is what she said, "Becky can't wait till it snows again. She can send the boys out into the snow. They want to play in the snow and be excited." I think of little boys playing in the snow, calves like jumping out of the stall, little boys playing in the snow. Yay, it's snowing! But that joy to be released, to expend our energy, to share joy. God says, those who fear him, believe in him, trust in him, this is what is coming. That is an encouragement for us. Moving on to Luke. And you'll see the Martin Luther devotions this week refers to this passage, and he has a number of things to say. I just point out 2 things. First, I point out in verse 34, Jesus said to his disciples, "But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day will come suddenly like a trap." When he comes again, Jesus is warning us, don't be preoccupied with other things. And dissipation is actually, I had for a previous sermon, I didn't ever actually know what that is. You go back to the Greek, it really means hangover. Don't be preoccupied with your hangovers of partying, and then he says drunkenness. And also he says the cares of this world. Don't be preoccupied. We have cares of this world, but don't be preoccupied with them so that you're not ready. Jesus says, be ready. Be ready. And going back up to verse 28, I point out, "Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near." And if you look at the verses right before that, he says all these awful things that are going to be happening and people are going to be fearful and fainting with fear. But Jesus says, when you see these things, you as my disciples, you as God's people, be ready. The day of the snowfall is coming near. The fun days are coming. Even in the midst of anguish, even in the midst of hardship, Jesus says, when you see these comings, don't be all depressed and down. Look and be ready for him, for the day of your, and it's, the word is redemption. You're redeeming. You're buying back. God's redeeming from you is drawing near. As we go through these days, Jesus calls us to look about and see what is happening, but not to be anguished as if God is not in control or as if all there is no hope, but rather Jesus says, look up, raise your heads, be glad, your redemption is drawing near. Without Christ, how could you do that? But in Christ, who has died and risen from the dead, then we say, yes, these things will pass too, and God will judge the evil. Finally, all things will be set right, and the fresh snow is coming, or the sunshine is coming, whatever makes you happy and joyful and see God's grace. The day is coming when Jesus will redeem us. Dear friends in Christ, your family, your friends that may have forgotten this or never did believe in Jesus, they don't know what they should hope in. You do. You know the joy that Christ gives us, the hope that he gives us. You know that even when things are this very dark, and maybe even worse, yet the day of the Lord is coming. All will be set right. And Jesus is coming. The elders haven't heard this yet, but I was invited to speak May 1st to LW Malzone in Toledo. I just responded back today. I said, if we're not purple, I'll come. And Lord willing, we're only going to be yellow or orange or maybe completely healed by May 1st. And then I wrote the lady, I said, unless Jesus comes again, may he come soon, soon. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to always lift up our hearts by your power of your word, the encouragement and the endurance of your word, day to day, every day, today and tomorrow and this week. Give us strength by your word. And let us also not be discouraged by evil around us, but know that you are in charge. And most of all, those who don't have hope, but we have their ear. We can talk to them. We can encourage them. Show us ways to use your word to give people hope in Jesus. For he has died and he has risen. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.